Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
And we're back. The holidays are officially over.
It's 2018.
It is 2018. Happy New Year, Jackie.
New Year, new you.
I'm really cynical about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, dude, I heard you on the morning show talking about how much you hate them.
It's not that I hate them. It's more that you knew your flaws 6 months ago, you know? Like, there are things that obviously I know in my life that I need to work on. Like, some things I shouldn't let work me up so much. Like, certain things at work, per se. Like, you and I can go nuts in here. Like,
oh, yeah.
Little things will set us off. Those things shouldn't bother me as much as they do, and I need to, like, let go. But I knew that in September. I didn't need January 1st to tell me that.
I think it's just nice to have goals, and new year as a time to set them.
No, I agree. And I think on like the new year, I always look back at like everything I did this year, and it was a big year.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just cynical about New Year's resolutions. Like, I know things that I need to work on.
So you've never set like a resolution?
Mm-mm.
What? Are you serious?
I've never like, no, not really, no.
You don't like hit 2018 and be like, okay, I got some goals for this year. Nothing.
I guess I have goals.
What are
maybe
your goals?
My goals for this year? I don't know. I might try and have another kid.
Back the F off. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe.
That this soon?
Yeah.
Wait.
I want Quinn to be close in age to their
We've
siblings.
We've never freaking talked about this.
I know. Yeah.
I want to pause the podcast. We're not...
No,
we've
it's okay.
Never spoke about this.
It's not for sure, and it's not... We've been discussing that we maybe don't want to wait that long on baby number two.
I'm blown away right now.
You are? I just got my body
you
back.
You want to be pregnant again?
I don't mind being pregnant. Pregnant wasn't the worst thing in the world. But I think... Labor was terrible, yeah.
You want to do that again?
Yeah, I'm going to have another baby eventually.
Yeah, but this soon, she's not even one.
I know, and that's kind of how I feel. Like, I want her to be close in age to her sibling. And it might take a while again. It took a year the first time, so it may take
but
a while again.
But don't count on that.
Or it could take, you know, tomorrow. I don't know.
Wait, so...
No, I haven't pulled the goalie yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, are you telling me that you pulled the goalie?
Right now, that's the only thing I have on the docket for 2018 is maybe trying to have another baby.
You mean get pregnant, not necessarily have the baby in 2018.
Right.
Okay, that changes it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe try and get knocked up.
You know me and my sister
up.
Are less than 2 years apart.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And you guys are pretty close. I mean,
yeah. Not growing up.
No.
Oh, we fought like cats and dogs.
But see, I want siblings
close. I think it's a two-girl thing.
It could be.
Because then there's too much going on, too much of the same friends, the same clothes, the same, so it causes arguments.
Right. Well,
and
that could be.
Too much of, I'm the big sister, I want to do this, but realistically, she's like a year and a half younger than me.
Right.
So, but my mom's like, she's the big one, she gets to do it first.
Oh, you know, dang.
It's like arguments like that.
My brother's 4 years younger than me, and we're like really far apart, and we always really, really different places in life.
See, I don't think four is that much.
Oh, I felt like I was in high school, and by the time I was in college, Adam was a freshman in high school, so like we were so far apart that we never had anything in common.
Right.
So I don't know. We kind of want our siblings. Aaron's 4 years from his siblings.
But even if he was the same age, do you think you'd have a lot in common? Just if he was older?
Probably. As he got older, we became closer.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So
but I think that's true in general. I think that's just true in life.
Like growing up.
Me and my sister were like best buddies till we were 10.
Yeah.
Then we were like mortal enemies till we were like 20.
Yeah.
And they were best buddies again.
Well, there you go. That's but like, yeah, that's really my life. Only goal for 2018. If you have goals, we want to hear them. It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green. It's episode 58
Lord
of
Almighty.
The podcast.
Lord Almighty.
What are your goals for 2018?
Well, I've got too many to name them all.
Yeah. Okay. I love that you do this. Okay.
I'm going to break an hour and 30 in my half marathon.
Okay.
I'd like to break 3 hours and 15 minutes in my marathon if I do a marathon.
These are good personal goals, though. I mean, they're not like a huge change. I mean, you work towards these things all the time.
Yeah, but these are my 2018 goals.
Okay, I'm ready.
What else do I got? I made the list. Now that I'm on the spot, I'm having brain fog.
You made a list?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I have a huge list.
Yeah. I think another goal of mine is to like incorporate more date nights for Aaron and I because we've been very baby consumed since Quinn arrived.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And my parents are now in town, so it makes
date night
a lot easier.
It's funny. I wish we could go back and listen to parts of the podcast when you were like, Is September too soon for me and Aaron to go to Mexico for a week?
I know. Well, we just found out we are going to Mexico for a week, actually.
Yeah, now you get to.
Yeah.
But not in September when she was 2.5 months old.
Right. That was crazy talk. I don't know what I was
but
thinking.
It wasn't crazy because I get the idea of it.
Yes.
But now that you have her, you're like, oh, okay, I guess I wouldn't have wanted to leave her.
No, absolutely not.
I'm leaving Greenlee for 8 days.
You're leaving Greenlee for 8 days? Are you going to cry?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
Staying with your mama?
She's staying with my mom.
Yeah, that'll be good. Quinn's staying with my mom, too.
Oh, I know my other goal. Sorry, just hit
what is
head.
It?
To not spend as much money.
No, that's a good one.
Because I spend money
I should
like
save
a crazy
more.
Person.
Now that like we've come to the end of the year and I saw how much I've made this year and I saw how much Aaron made this year, we should have saved more money.
I didn't make Jack. So on that, I really shouldn't have spent as much as I did.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's always
someone
to save.
You made a great year. I just did not. No. Radio doesn't pay, folks.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, like, that's a good one. Budgeting, saving more money, for sure.
Not even saving money. I don't need to save money. Because Jim's really good about our savings and our retirement fund and all that. He does all that, and he's really good.
Do you have your own 401k?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We aggressively pay into that.
Yeah.
But I'm really bad at, I don't even check the account and I just swipe, swipe, swipe. Oh my God, I want that dress. It's under $100. I'm going to buy it.
Oh,
ooh, I want that shirt. Oh, that's only $50. I'm going to buy it.
Like, oh my gosh. You don't even think about it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
But see, I don't do what you've told me you do where you're like, I'll do one big spree where I spend a bunch of money.
Oh,
on
I'll
money.
Have a bad day.
I
and
never
go blow
do that.
$300.
Oh, see, Jim would kill me.
See, so I haven't done that in a long time.
I'm more $50 here, $50 there.
It adds
on
up.
More of a daily basis, you know, like every other day.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to over $100 in one sitting. I feel like, oh, no, I can't spend that much at once.
Yeah.
Not really thinking it's the same thing.
That's a good 2018 goal. And, you know, I got to talk to you about this. I'm going to try in 2018 and downplay my social media because I've been forced to. Did you see that I've had 3 Facebook pages?
Yeah, what is going on?
Okay, so.
Wait, backing up, though, you want to downplay your social media? I don't feel like you're that big on social media anyway.
I want to downplay my personal social media use as far as like family and friends and acquaintances and people I haven't seen in 15 years from high school and stalking and all those things. Do you have people you hate follow?
No.
You have people. Come on.
Wait,
there
what does
are people
that mean?
On Facebook that you don't like that much, but maybe you go to their page and see what they're up to.
I'm really.
I know one that you and I hate follow together.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Backing up. The one I do. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't look at very many people's profiles. If it's not in the newsfeed, I don't normally look.
Oh, okay.
So I'm up and down the newsfeed real like way too much.
Me too, because it actually has good content for the station.
But the thing is, I also post a lot. You're not a poster. You're a lurker.
I am a lurker.
Yeah. Like
I like to post like pop culture events, things happening right now that pertain to
right.
stuff I like.
Well, you do a lot to work.
Yeah.
You post, you're great about your Rachel Gray.
Yeah.
But your personal page, I notice
like
you don't
nothing
post near
on there.
As much.
No.
I'm like pictures every day. Look at Greenlee.
I know.
Pictures. You want to see everything.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. I think that I've gotten to the point with social media where I'm like, oh God, because I have to do it for work.
Right,
I mean, like
right.
I feel like I have to update my brand page and which
I like
do.
It.
And I, you know, the hot page and all that stuff. But like keeping my own, it's like, man, that's just for family and friends. Like I'll occasionally put a picture of Quinn up or something like that.
Oh,
but.
I like posting on my personal one because then I'm like, you actually care about me.
Yeah.
You're my friends. All 2,000
well,
of you.
It was, I want to say, like the week before Christmas, I got an email to my I have a personal page with my married name that like my family and friends,
right.
coworkers, and everybody acquaintances are on. And I got an email saying that there was an unexpected login somewhere else in the country. And it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I got the email. So when I got home, I was traveling. When I got home, I went to fix it. I had been hacked by Egyptian people. Like
Egyptians.
So there was an Egyptian hacker. I'm not saying all Egyptians
he was
hacked
a mummy.
Me. I'm not saying the Egyptians hacked me. I'm saying like somewhere a few
the
Egyptians.
The Egyptians. They're building a pyramid
a few Egyptians
and they thought Rachel
it.
Had some inside scoop.
They changed my phone number on my personal page to an Arabic number.
Why?
I don't know.
Like why do people do this?
Why did they want my page? I don't know.
Like why do you want Rachel's page?
So I'm working to get it unhacked. I've got Jackie like sending me codes.
Oh yeah. She had me send her like 6 codes.
I had apparently, and you need to go do this to your profile so you don't lose it and your brand page. You can set up 3 emergency contacts.
Oh, I did that a long time ago.
You did that. Okay. Well, now I've done it because I had to bother people I didn't want to. And they send you codes and it verifies your identity. So I've got Jackie getting codes, my best friend, Sarah, my husband, Aaron. Like I can't get it. because the Egyptian hacker had like a bot that was on it. Every time I entered the code, it just kicked it back to the phone number that they put on it. And then I got our corporate digital team on it, and they, Facebook doesn't have a contact. You can't call Facebook.
No, yeah, there is
no. You can't email Facebook. You literally have to just submit a
ticket. You're at the mercy of the...
And hope that they take care of it. So they did, and then they didn't, and then my digital team with corporate got involved because I said, this is a brand page. This could affect all the station pages. Please fix this.
Right.
Well, then I got it back. Here at work, I got it back one morning at 9 a.m. I got my page back. 30 minutes later, that Egyptian hacker retook that page back over. We don't know. Facebook was trying to figure it out. They don't know. They ended up just pulling my page down altogether. And then I made a new page.
How'd you get Rachel Gray, your fan page, still under you?
What I had to do was I made my morning show partner, Ken, an admin on it so that if I lost my page, I still had it.
Good call.
So he was my backup safety net. So after I lost that page, I made a new page and it was under the same name. Facebook then disabled that page because they thought it was another hacker page. I've had one page hacked, one page I made that wasn't hacked that Facebook took down.
Yeah, I was friends with that one.
Yes. And now I have another page that I just started yesterday.
Yeah, I just got added by some girl named Rachel Dawn. And yes. I'm like, who is this lady?
Dawn is my middle name. And now I have the Rachel Dawn page, which is my other name. But I won't friend you on there if you're only a listener. I apologize.
It's like a friends and family.
And not even like I won't even accept like old coworkers I don't talk to. Like anybody, I've been brutal with this.
Like why?
Because I don't want other people's political views and drama and all that stuff. That's my issue with social media.
I unfollow if it bugs me.
You do?
Yeah.
I just don't care to have people that I don't really know on there. If it's just me, my middle name page, I'll only put my best friend. People, I want to know what you're posting. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm adding you. If not, I'm like, oh, what a waste. I don't want your craziness on my page. And if I unfollow you, you're still like possibly stalking me. So to hell with it all.
Right.
I'm over social media. I'm to the point where I think that if I didn't have to keep up with it with work, I wouldn't.
If we didn't have work social media, I would consider maybe just being done.
Yeah.
To an extent. Pardon me.
I don't think you could do it.
I used to in college, regularly, I'd get rid of Facebook for like 6 to 8 months.
Really?
I couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Back when it was like only college kids?
Yes.
Remember that? That was the days,
those
man.
Were
those
the good
were the
old
good
days.
Old days. Facebook was only college kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, speaking of young kids, I read an article.
I feel like my anxiety would be lower if I didn't have it.
Didn't have Facebook?
Social media, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it would.
Not just Facebook, any of it. If I just didn't have it.
What makes you anxious?
I don't know. I think just seeing what other people are doing and writing just make me anxious.
Sometimes I get jealous. I'll like fully admit it.
Of what?
If people are like on like all-inclusive vacations and stuff, like you want to share that stuff.
You makes you jealous?
Yeah. We're buried in snow and it's 13 degrees below here. Like, yeah, I'm like, man, I really, really wish I was going to Cancun.
Oh, I don't get like, I guess that stuff doesn't occur to me. I try to think how to explain.
Or like a friend of mine just was like in the south of France vacationing and they were in Italy. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. Clearly, it's just about vacations for me.
Yeah, for you, it's a travel thing.
Yes.
You need to get traveling.
Other
than
that.
I don't know what it is that gets me anxious. I just get anxious.
I also worry because of like what we do and like the things that people say and like the hurtful things that come out of mouths.
Right.
People are terrible on Facebook.
I kind of like it. I think it's funny. Like say mean things about me. It's hilarious.
Like, mean things about me or like.
I don't really care.
I don't like that people use it as an outlet to say things that they would never say in person.
I hate that.
Like my grandparents are a prime example. And if we're all in a room together, they're never going to talk about abortion. But if they get on Facebook, it's
they
like the
no
first
problem.
Thing they want to share a video about. It's
I
like,
know.
Come on.
That's weird.
It
I don't
is
understand
weird.
That.
I don't either. I don't get it at all.
I don't get why people do that. It does make me uncomfortable.
Yes. But speaking of being young, I want to talk about this too and see what you think about this. There was a study that says millennials are more likely to share their salary with one another.
That's probably true.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that like we're encouraged to work in teams, millennials are, and it's all about equality in my eyes.
Right.
Because, and I was talking to my morning show partner Ken about this. I think that like as women, we should talk about our salary.
I don't mind talking, like it's never bothered me. I don't get why it's such a big deal. Like
I don't either.
I have no problem telling anyone what I make.
I used to have a coworker that would say to me, it's in my contract not to speak to you about our money. He would say, this could get me fired.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you.
And we know that's not true.
No, that is not true. But
he was
like,
just afraid you were making more.
Right, probably. Like, honestly, though, I just feel like if it's not part of the conversation, like, how are we supposed to build ourselves
here's
up?
Here's my thing. How do I know what is acceptable in this career field and in where my position to be asking for financially if I don't know what everyone else is asking for, too?
No, that's
and I know
absolutely
that sounds silly,
true.
Like, but, like, there comes a point where my worth is the same as the other guy that does this job. Is he making 20 grand more or less than me? Because that's not fair for either of us.
Right. No, absolutely.
And how do I know that I should be asking for more or I should be okay with where I'm at?
Right.
I don't know what the average is.
And I think part of this is like a lot of us, I don't know about you, but like I was raised to not talk about money or religion.
Same.
Never talk about money.
Same.
Never ask what things cost. Never ask about what somebody makes, any of that.
Right.
Now, granted, if somebody is asking what somebody makes to be nosy, like
That's weird.
Had my brother-in-law ask me what Aaron made.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't answer.
He's just trying to be nosy.
Right. He just wants to know. But
why didn't he just ask his brother?
Because Aaron wouldn't have answered him. And I didn't either.
Neither
he thought he had a better shot with me, I think. But that's the thing.
You're like, give me a couple glasses of wine.
You can tell when people are just being nosy.
Right. I've never had anyone ask me that in a nosy way, I guess.
No?
No.
I don't think I necessarily don't have like the gall to ask somebody what they make.
Depends on the setting.
Like I would talk to you about
it. Right. That's what I mean. Like it depends on the setting. Like if I'm sitting here and we're all talking, I have no problem being like, I have to go and resign my contract. I'm making this much. Do you guys think I should ask more and more? Like what's
right.
going on?
And sometimes like there's somebody in the building that I ask for her help on everything I
right.
do like that because she's been doing it a long time and she knows where we should be. And like, she knows what she's been making for years. Like that's stuff that I feel like if you don't ask those questions, how are you know where you land?
Here's my thing. I will never make more money in this business because I will never ask for more. Cause I'm way too scared. They'll say bye bye.
But wait, you think that if you ask, they're going to say bye?
I'm afraid that. Yeah. Yeah. That they'll say nope.
Well, what's the worst they can
say? Hit the bricks.
That's like the worst thing they can say.
Yeah, but what if that happens?
If you ask for more money, they're not going to say you're fired.
Oh,
that's not a reason
say?
To fire somebody.
What would they say?
The worst they can say is, sorry, we don't have it.
Oh, and then I can just take it.
Then you just keep doing your job at a low pay. But I honestly don't think that they're going to be like, you're fired.
Oh, okay.
People ask for raises all the time. I think the worst they can say to you is no.
I've never asked for a raise.
Well, you will when you get your new contract.
I've never asked for a raise in my whole career.
You're asking for a raise in your next contract.
I don't know. I just get nervous.
You should not accept the same, especially in this business.
Right.
Because the longer you're in a market, the more people know you, the more your name has value.
Right.
And your name has a lot of value in this market. You've been here a long time.
It's hard because like people think we make good money, I think, because we're in media.
Yeah.
We don't.
It all depends. It all depends. Like, there are people in this business who have been doing this for years.
Oh, some people
do,
I guess. But I feel like the majority these days don't.
There's a guy that does a show in Indianapolis that's making $1 million.
What?
Yeah. And his morning show partner.
See,
ready for this?
We need to move to a bigger city.
Well, Indianapolis is only city 40.
It is about bigger than 40.
Uh-uh.
What are we,
40.
65?
65 or 66.
Yeah, something like that.
Indianapolis
in television,
is only 40.
We're in the 30s.
Really?
Yeah, because we are considered, they don't do it by city.
Yeah.
They do it in clusters. So your reach is farther. So we're considered West Michigan.
Nice.
So we're Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Battle Creek, Holland,
right.
Lakeshore to Lakeshore.
Well, that's the thing. Usually it does go by market size. But here's the thing, Jack. Like, in what we do, it's all about the money that you get to back you.
Right.
I know a guy who used to do a show in Evansville, Indiana, and he made maybe 20 grand more than I'm making now. In Evansville, Indiana. That's not a big market.
I was just going to say, wait, is that supposed to be big or small? Because that sounds small.
It's a very small market.
Yeah.
But he had a good signal and he had advertising dollars. Like, that's all that matters.
Getting advertising dollars is hard.
I mean, at the end of the
day,
you can look at some people in this business and say, you don't do a great show, but you get advertising dollars, so you're getting paid.
Right.
So, I mean, market size is one thing, but I don't think you have any reason not to ask for a raise. It doesn't matter what your market size is.
Mind you, I'm not resigning anything anytime soon. This is just the conversation we're having.
Yeah, this
don't
is, this
think I'm walking in asking for raises right now.
No,
I'm not.
But if you are, I mean, you're under contract for a while. But honestly, though, I think that if you don't have the conversation, like, How are you going to get that raise?
It's just so awkward.
What do you mean?
It's awkward asking for that.
Oh, God. Do it through email.
Through email?
That's how I negotiated my last contract.
Was through email?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Yeah. For some reason, my boss at the time didn't want to talk to me face to face about it.
He was scared of you.
I think he
was.
Like,
I can't tell her no.
I think he was.
I'll have to email with
her. I ended up getting what I wanted.
I have more balls when I do it via email.
I did. I pulled ratings, numbers, everything. I mean, you have to show your value some way. And if he doesn't want to talk to my face, I'll do it through email. But yes, you should definitely ask for more. But that's the thing. You probably don't know what to ask for.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the hardest part.
You got to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I think us as women, sometimes we forget that, like, if we don't discuss it
but
with each other.
But you got to remember, I'm the only afternoon host in the building.
What do you mean?
No one else has my job in this building.
Which is why they should pay you more.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is you can't ask other people because they don't do the same job as me. So we're not doing the same thing.
You know other people that do afternoon shows.
Not here.
No, call anywhere.
Yeah, but it's got to be at this company because we have different standards than other companies.
Jackie. You can find out how much other...
We just declared bankruptcy.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
We didn't declare scary bankruptcy, though. We declared, restructuring.
The other one.
We declared restructuring bankruptcy.
And we're
now we're
works.
Just getting so businessy. But do you think that people should talk more about their salary then?
I don't know. I guess, yeah.
You seem really uncertain.
But I am uncertain because then it could start fights. It wouldn't start a fight with me because I don't ever care.
What, how do you think it would start a fight?
Because... Okay, a prime example. If for some reason you found out I made more than you, I know you'd be mad.
Not at you.
You'd be mad, though.
That has nothing to do with you, though.
No, I know, but you'd be mad.
Yeah,
right?
Well, absolutely I would.
If I
but
found,
you know what? If I knew, I'd be saying, give me X on my next contract.
Yeah, but listen. But if I found out, I'd be like, oh, okay. Just because I don't care. I don't know why. That's just how I am.
Well, we do different jobs, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you'd care.
Well, yeah. I mean.
See, I wouldn't care.
Well,
like, I just don't care.
Jackie, you gotta fight for yourself.
I know, but I don't know why I don't care. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Good for you. You go, girl. You're making that money. I'm like, I'll go spend what I have.
Okay, well, let this be a lesson to you if you're listening.
Don't be a Jackie. Be a Rachel.
Don't settle. No, I don't mean don't be
don't
a Jackie.
Don't just settle.
Don't settle with it. You know what? Your next contract negotiation, I'm not letting you settle. Ooh. I will throw a fit if you
settle.
We're
going to see what happens then. We got a while. Hopefully, we're both still here.
We'll be here.
I'm just kidding. We'll be here.
I know.
Where are we going? Rachel's apparently having two kids.
No, I'm not.
Does Aaron know this plan?
The kid plan?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's on board with it. Aaron would have knocked me up yesterday.
Well, because I've got some friends that say things like, they'll tell me that, and then I find out, oh, they haven't really talked about that. That's just what they're thinking inside.
Well, it depends on what I make on my next contract. Can I afford another baby?
You can. You're going on a president's club with Aaron.
I know.
The question, though, so Aaron's like, yeah, let's do it. Does he want to do it now?
Here's the thing. Quinn is, like, such a good kid that I know the next one's probably not going to be as easy. Every baby is different.
Right.
But
that's the thing. She's a baby. It changes when they walk.
She's going to start moving. Yeah.
Yeah. Once they're moving, they're not bad
but that's
by any means. But
I want
moving.
Her on legs before I have another one.
Yeah.
You
because
know?
The experience changes drastically.
Right. But yeah, we are kind of like, yeah, we probably won't wait long at all.
Right.
We're like, maybe we'll try this year sometime.
But you only want two?
Yeah. If we have a boy, so we already have a girl,
then
I'm sure that we'll be done.
Wait. But if you have a girl, you won't be done?
I'll have a third. Yeah.
What if you have another girl?
We're tapping out at three.
No, I was going to say.
Yeah, we're tapping out
I don't picture
three.
You with four kids.
The odds are in our
one
favor.
Or two.
Really?
I don't know why.
I picture two as well.
Yeah, I can see two.
Yes.
I'm a one. We're a triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think.
I can't even envision our family with four.
Honestly, I have trouble envisioning having another baby because I'm so obsessed with the one I have.
Yeah, no, that
you know
was the other
I mean?
Thing is I can't have another one. How will I love it as much as I love Greenland?
Right. And
like,
that's
I
the
won't.
Thing. You know what? Aaron's grandma, who's 81, she told me, because she has three, she had three kids, and she said to me, she goes, when you have another baby, you're going to think to yourself, how could I ever love this kid as much as my first one?
Right.
And then you realize that you do have room.
Right.
She did say that. She said she was nervous when she had another baby.
I'm sure everyone is.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it is what it is. I think that I have to have a sibling for Quinn. And I don't think being pregnant was, like, that bad.
The being pregnant wasn't bad for you, I don't think.
No.
You took it really well.
I did a lot
it's
of stuff.
It's the being the labor.
The labor was
tough.
The
whole labor.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes.
It looks terrible.
I've had friends that have had worse, though, so that's kind of how I look at it. And you know
worse
what?
Worse than you? Yours was horrible.
Here's the thing. Okay, so I was in labor 24 hours. But when I look back at it, I remember the pain. Everybody says you forget it. I remember it.
No, you don't forget being on your hands and knees like a puppy.
No, I was like a dog. Like,
she literally texted
my
me.
My butthole was in
I
the air.
Was, like, she was... She was so out of it from this horrible labor that no one heard from her for days. Right. And I was starting to panic.
People thought that like something happened.
Well, because we had never heard even a word.
Yeah.
Like, and I was so panic stricken that I would text her incessantly until she finally wrote back. And the text said, Quinn is good. I'll send a picture soon. I was on all fours. It was awful. I was like, what?
I was. It was crazy. I was like a caveman, and I asked the nurse.
I'm a caveman.
I was. I asked the nurse if she would put a towel over my butt because I'm not kidding. I had butthole breeze. Like, it was like my ass was in the air. No.
The cool breeze on your bunghole?
My butt was just in the air.
What if you poop?
I didn't poop, actually.
Thank God.
Surprising. I probably will.
Position to be in.
Yes. No.
Hands and knees?
Yeah. I wasn't pushing at that time. I was just trying to like work her down. It was weird.
It hurts.
But I will say that like when I think about like the pushing and stuff, that part wasn't even bad. Yeah, like the pushing, I don't feel like was that tough. It was the contractions.
The contractions.
Terrible. When I finally got to push, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's like
I needed
really
this.
Poo.
Yes. Like
get it out.
Felt good to get it out. And then she arrived, and then I cried for 2 days. And
then you snapped out of it, and you're back to normal, and you
yes.
want another one.
I weigh less now than I did when I got pregnant.
Here's the thing. I don't know why I'm so shocked. I guess I'm just floored out of my damn mind.
What?
That you want to try it for another one this soon.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like blown away. I thought, I can't wait till summer. Quinn will be older, so Rachel and I will go get drinks and stuff. You're going to be pregnant!
We'll see. I mean, it's not for sure. It's just something we're tossing around right now. Who knows for sure? That right now, though, I will tell you, possibly getting pregnant is like the only thing that I've got on the plate for this year. Right now, I just kind of want to enjoy
Quinn. You don't
Quinn.
Have like any other goals, like fitness or hobbies or anything?
Hobby. I mean, I guess I could eat better.
I don't even make that a goal anymore because
no.
I won't.
I feel like I do really well for like a week, and then by the weekend I just engorge myself.
I don't even do well for a week. I do well for like lunch, and then I'm like, ooh, I did so good at lunch. I'm going to go have pizza.
I could eat pizza every freaking day.
Oh, me too.
But yeah, outside of that, I don't know. I feel like life is good right now. Here's a secret. I sometimes get scared, and I don't know if you feel like this too. Sometimes I feel like I'm so happy that I'm scared that something's going to happen. Like I have these like irrational fears. And this is like way too deep for the podcast, but like I'm terrified that like when I say my prayers at night, like I pray for like every single person because I'm so terrified that the people.
Oh, I've always done
me.
That too.
Really?
Oh, every single night.
I get really like nervous about things. Like I, for some reason, like have this terrible fear that something's wrong with my mother.
Even if life is horrible, I feel like I would feel like that. It doesn't matter how good life is.
Yeah.
I still feel like that.
I sometimes like, I don't know why, but I like wait for the bottom to fall
I feel like
out.
That's normal.
Is it?
I feel like all people get anxiety like that.
Aaron gets really mad at me and he's like, you got to stop saying this. Like I say it all
well,
the time.
I'll just say it in my head then, Aaron.
Right. Like I have these irrational fears. Like, okay, Quinn got sick over, did I tell you about this? I don't think I told you about this. Uh-huh. We went from Indianapolis to Michigan, like coming home after our family Christmas. And Quinn was in the car, and I get out of the car to go get her out of her car seat. We just pulled in the driveway from coming home from a 4-hour ride. She threw up all over herself. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I get her in the house. I thought it was spit up, and then I unhooked her. She was ghost white. And I started to panic, and she was like staring like really lethargically.
Yeah.
And I took her out and I went to go change her diaper. And when I laid her on my shoulder, like to pick her up, she was limp.
Oh no.
And I started
she had a fever?
Freaking out, Jackie. I laid her down and I went to change her diaper. Like, are you okay? Are you okay? And like, I'm yelling Aaron's name. Like, I don't know if she's choking. Like, I started losing my mind. And Aaron's like, hit her on the back, hit her on the back. And like, when I hit her on the back, she like kind of came to.
Was she choking?
She wasn't choking. I thought she was choking on her vomit. That's what I thought.
Oh, because she was being so.
She was listless. Like, just like, well, like.
Maybe she just needed some hydration?
I took her outside in the cold in her diaper and we rushed to the ER.
Yeah.
We get there and she's like smiling at the nurse and I'm
normal
crying in the ER and she's fine.
She's acting normal as can be.
Fine.
Don't you love when they do that?
Well, I think she overheated in the car, in her car seat. She
What'd
was in
her?
Fleece pajamas in the car seat, and I think she overheated. I don't know for sure. I took her to the hospital. The doctor was like asking me if she had a seizure. I was,
You're not kidding.
I'm like bawling. I'm like hugging my baby. She's only in a diaper and I'm crying in this ER.
And nothing was wrong on a damn thing?
They called it something called BRU, which is brief, something unexpected emergency or something like that. And it just means a random fluke thing that's unexplained. That's all it means.
Okay.
Thank you. They sent me home with papers.
Thank you for BRU.
Yes. Thank you for BRU. They sent me home with papers and I
and a bill that you probably don't want to have to pay.
Yes. And I, the only thing I can come up with was she overheated because she did have a fever of 100.4 when we
got there.
Which
is super low.
Which is not that high.
No.
So she
really
might
got up to 105
been high.
Before.
Was she like that? Was she pale?
No, she's hot on fire.
Was she?
Her whole body felt hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was the scariest thing ever. Like, ever. And that, because I live this life where I'm, like, paranoid all the time that something's wrong, I, like, went to the worst. I thought she was dying.
Oh, I do that.
I thought she was choking.
No, that's normal as a mom, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I could cry right now sitting here talking about it. I cannot even imagine. Like, I was a wreck.
No, I think that's very, very normal. Yeah. I thought that a million times.
Did you ever rush Greenie to the emergency?
She's been in the ER like three times.
Three times for what?
Well, the one time on Thanksgiving, she had dehydration. And we had to put her on an IV.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because she threw up so much.
Because she puked so much?
Puked and pooped.
Oh.
All her fluids. And she was about 6 months old, and maybe 5 months old. And it was bad. She was white as a ghost and just laid there, and it was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Horrible. What were the other times?
Fever. Really bad fever.
Just fever.
And was sick. And then both times, nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
Just sick.
Well, this was like, now Quinn has her first sickness after all that, after the emergency scare where she was fine.
Right.
Smiling up at the nurses while mom's crying. Yeah, she's a cold, but it's not like your average cold. Like, she was coughing all night long.
No, that's normal. That's how babies are. Yeah, Greenlee does it all the time.
Okay, well, I took her to the urgent care again.
For a cough?
I didn't know she was coughing all night.
What did they do at urgent care?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I went into her.
Did you call the nurses first?
No, because it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, our pediatricians have a nurses thing that's open 24 hours every day. So we call them, and then you explain the symptoms, and they tell you what to do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Well, my doctor's office normally does that, but they were closed. It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I woke up in the morning after listening to her cough all night. I would creep in her room and she was like going, because she was having trouble like catching her breath from the cough. And I thought, oh my God, we've got a respiratory thing.
Oh no, it's respiratory.
It's official. I am that over the top mother, but I just don't know what to look out for. And it's really scary.
I put Vicks baby rub on their chest.
Ooh, I should try that.
Yeah.
I just finally, okay, the nose Frida, by the way, that you love is the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, I love it.
Didn't you give that to me? It's phenomenal.
I don't remember.
I think you gifted it to me, and thank you.
But I can't use it anymore because Greenlee won't let me near her nose, but it is awesome.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, I've been sucking out snot for days.
It's my favorite thing, too.
Okay, if you don't know what the nose Frida is.
To watch all the snot come out.
Me, too. It's like when you clean your ears with a Q-tip, you got to look at it. Mm-hmm. You got to look at it. Ooh, that was a good, nasty one.
Have you ever used one of those nose things on yourself where you pour the water up your nose, like the neti pot?
Okay, so everybody says I need to try. I'm stuffed up right now, and everybody's been telling me I need to put that in my nose. Does it drain all the grossness?
So Jim was stuffed up all weekend.
See, hear that?
Jim's was clogged. Like, couldn't breathe at all. Like,
right.
It was like no air. So you take it, and this one we use is like a squirt bottle, and you basically tilt your head to the side.
Oh my God!
Put up your nose, and you squirt, and it comes rushing out the other nostril,
and it's all snot.
And it's the water, and it's pulling the snot with it. And then you tilt, and you do it on this side, and you do the other side.
Oh my God! I need one of these. Is it great?
I loved watching it. I'm so gross.
I'm so gross like that too, though. But it's like pimple
like,
popping.
Look at all that snot.
Right. It's like pimple popping.
What did
like,
Aaron get you for Christmas?
Oh my God! You're having all kinds of revelations.
That.
What did Aaron give me for Christmas? He got me a new Free People shirt, and I got new ankle booties.
Oh,
yeah,
ankle booties.
I got new ankle booties.
Is he good at shopping for shoes?
No, he knew what I wanted.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted black plain ones that I can wear every day because I'm tired of wearing snow boots all the time.
Yeah.
But what else did Aaron get me? I got Aaron the Ninja Coffee Bar system, and that's the titties.
Is it sweet?
Yes.
Ooh,
it's amazing. It does iced coffee, too.
Oh, I really
obsessed.
Want that.
And what was the other thing?
I'd be sipping on coffee all day.
My best gift. Aaron's dad got us a super fancy camera for Quinn.
Ooh, like, we have one of those.
Like, super fancy. I'm obsessed with it. And holy cow, I like want to be a photographer now.
We've got one of those, like a nice Canon. And it's like a lot of money. And I've used it twice.
Really? I'm like pulling it out every day.
I can't figure out how to use it properly.
Aaron's like been reading up on it.
So did we. And I still am bad at it. I'm like, this, I don't understand this.
Oh, we've got so many good photos of Quinn and I'm obsessed with it. What'd Jim get you?
He got me a spa day at Design One. That was cool.
Nice. Oh, you kidding me? I asked for that and I didn't get it.
So like a facial manicure pedicure situation. He got me a new board game we wanted for the house and he got me something else and now I can't remember what it was.
Must have been awesome.
How am I forgetting what else he got me?
I don't know. What did Santa bring Greeny?
A new slide.
Oh.
And some of those games where it's got shapes like a puzzle that you stick into the.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she got.
Quinn got one of those too, which she can't use yet.
Yeah. Everything Greenlee got for her first Christmas, she never used until this year.
I only gave her like books and like one other little tag along tunes thing that's for her age. But like she got a lot of stuff.
From everyone else.
From everyone else.
That's how it was for us too.
I know. The baby stuff is just piling up in our
home.
And
you're like, I don't even need all this.
Right.
Leave it wrapped when you have the second one.
I know, right? Seriously.
Look at all these things.
Look at all these things. You get a new toy every day.
Every day.
I know. I do like the books, though, because I do read with Quinn every night, and I love it.
Greenlee won't let me read to her. She gets bored too quick.
She does?
She takes the book out of my hand and throws it on the ground, and then goes, book? And picks up a different one. I open it, and I read the first page, and then she goes, throws it on the ground and goes, book?
At least she knows what it is. How many words is she saying these days?
I don't know, like, like 20.
Like 20? That's awesome.
I really have no idea.
But she's actually like, she's getting in there and talking and she.
A little.
That's awesome. Everybody says that the age Greenie's at right now is like the best age.
Who says that?
My girlfriends. They all say like a year and a half's the greatest.
Oh.
Oh, you don't feel
that way. I
want
to meet their kids. Yeah.
Really?
It's hard. It's way harder than when they're a baby, I think.
Oh, boy.
She's a toddler. They have temper tantrums and they can't talk, so they can't even tell you what they want. They scream.
That's true.
She, things she doesn't like, there's no rhyme or reason and she won't tell you. She can't tell you why. Like her diaper change all of a sudden. Now I don't want to change my diaper. So she's kicking and she's bigger. She's 25 pounds. So it's not easy. Like it's just things are harder.
Yeah. Well, I guess I had that to look forward to.
I heard two was better than three.
Two's better than three.
That's what everyone tells me.
I've actually had people tell me that too.
They ever say terrible twos aren't real. It's terrible threes.
Well, I mean, you're going to be at two by June.
Yeah.
So we'll what's her birthday? June 4th?
June 4th. One day after.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I know.
I feel like you just had her.
I know. I feel like that too.
That's so crazy.
Go back to being a baby.
I know. Good Lord. This has been a lot of rambling, this podcast.
I know. This podcast sucked. I'm sorry.
I know. I kind of feel like it's the worst, actually.
I kind of feel like it's the worst.
You know what? Hey, folks, can't hit a home run every time.
Listen, it's our fault. It's because we were both on vacation and we didn't really have like a topic per se.
I mean, we tried, but we still got off topic.
I'm going on a cruise on Friday, so...
You're checked out. And Jackie's not going to be here next week.
I'm going to Harry Potter World on Saturday in Universal Studios.
Yeah.
And then I'm going on a cruise. And I'm going to be on that boat like, I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat. What's the words?
What's the words?
Dad, I'm on a boat.
Mother effer.
And my flippy floppies.
Doesn't he say mother effer?
Yeah, he says mother effer a lot.
Say that.
Yeah.
I'm riding dolphins, doing flips.
I'm riding dolphins, doing flips.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to be on a boat.
I am very jealous.
I'm gonna get so tan.
Are you a tanner? You love to tan?
Oh, I love
you. Sunblock it up or no?
No, I don't even care. I know it's bad. I don't even care. I love the people that tell me how bad it is. I know, hon. I know.
I'm gonna title this episode of the worst episode ever.
I'm 32 years old and I know it's bad. I'm just gonna keep going.
I just don't want wrinkles. I'm stressed about it.
Oh, yeah, I don't like wrinkles, but that's why I get my Botox. That's why I get my tox.
That's why I get my Botox. I haven't gotten Botox yet.
Oh,
I'm not
I don't
there.
Tan my face, though, ever.
You know what?
Tan my face ever.
Oh, yeah.
I put sunglasses on or a towel on my face.
Okay, I will say that I do the same thing. I always sunblock my face, but I never sunblock the rest of my
body. Oh, I sunblock the crap out of it. Or I put like a BB cream with 25 or higher.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Like in it.
Yeah.
I don't want my face to get tan because I get my freckles are the worst.
Oh, really?
My face is a freckle.
I like my face tan. I put spray tan on during the winter.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, I like the color to be tan.
Yeah.
I don't like if my actual sun hits my skin, I look like a weirdo. I look like Pippi Longstocking. It's everywhere. And you know what I hate even more is when people, like, I don't know, say things like, I like your freckles. You shouldn't wear that much makeup. Yeah, James Perez, I'm talking to you.
Oh, damn.
I hate when people say that to me.
I do think your freckles are cute.
Yeah, but I don't.
If that is something you don't like, then you have the absolute right to cover
it. It's not that I hate the freckles. I hate the skin, the sun damage spots I have from, like, growing up.
Okay.
Which are all over my face.
Is that what? Okay,
like, so I've got spots all.
And that's from not wearing sunscreen.
That's just from not wearing sunscreen.
Yeah,
growing
gotcha.
Up. Being a teenager, being like, I'm going to lay out here for hours. I'm going
to
put oil on.
Oh, my God.
I'm so smart.
So next week, Jackie, you're going to be gone with your face sunblocked, but not the rest of your body.
I'll probably put a little on. I don't want to fry.
But so next week, we are going to take out the podcast. But the following week.
So sorry we've had like a million weeks.
I know. We're getting back
again.
In the swing of things. It's the new year.
When we come back, new year, new us, we're going to have
direction. And yes. But
the damn thing you've heard.
I think we should talk about this wedding trend article that I found here in a couple weeks. It's like the top wedding trends for 2018. But it's kind of, normally I don't like doing lists, but I think this is interesting because it's like cool things that people are doing that's different that I didn't think about doing when I got married. So maybe we'll talk about our weddings a little bit, what we did, what we wish we wouldn't have done, and what's on this list that maybe we would incorporate.
I like that.
Sound good?
Do you ever want to get married again so you could like do a different wedding?
Yes.
Oh, me too.
I would do it somewhere other than a place where it rains, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, ooh,
we'll talk about what we would have rather done because not every wedding day is perfect.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes. So that'll come up in episode
59. I mean,
that
was pretty
59.
Good, but it wasn't perfect.
Nobody's was.
But
everybody always has one thing.
On our 10-year anniversary, I want to do it again.
We'll talk more about that in 59.
6 years to go.
Six years to go.
I'm going to wear a gown.
I have a 5-year anniversary plan.
Can I come?
No.
Why?
I'll tell you about it in episode 59.
And I can't go?
This is the worst episode of our podcast ever.
Are you throwing another wedding and I can't go?
No, it's not another wedding. Relax.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.